Right, guys, we are here in Victoria Warehouse, Manchester, and we've got the famous BBC Asian presenters, Raj and Pablo, with us. And you do listen to them on BBC Asia Network, and now you'll be able to listen to them on Radio Sangam for the first time.
Radio Sangam!
We're very good. We're happy to be in Manchester and happy to be talking to you.
Okay, so you've been doing this radio for so long. You are considered the most experienced pair of Asian DJs. How was your experience working for BBC and all these community organizations working alongside BBC and all the other? What would you suggest to them?
Do you know what it is? It's like, we started off with nothing, just a dream, and it just happened. But it's like, I don't know, it was just like knocking on doors, lots and lots of doors. And at that time, there was nothing. Now we've got Radio Sangam, we've got the BBC Asian Network, we've got like Sunrise. It's brilliant that what Asians are doing in this country.
I think we've watched radio expand, and we have been very lucky.
And TV.
And TV, we've been very lucky in terms of being involved in something that has been our passion. And now we're involved in cricket. Who would have thought that we'd be involved in sport? But it's something that we want to support. So we're glad that we're here, and we're glad for our experience and our continuous experience with the BBC Asian Network.
Okay, so as a pro, the question is, most people nowadays do say that this is the end of radio. The radio doesn't have any more future anymore. What do you say about this?
See, technology is moving on as we speak. Things are changing throughout. And what's happening with radio, there is a revolution going on. It's like, you know, like television, it's no longer linear. It's all about like when you want to listen, what you want to listen to. But at the end of the day, if it's good, people are going to sell their mother to listen to you.
Well, I think, you know what? What it is like when you're like, we're on a Saturday morning. So when you're doing your cooking, when you're doing your cleaning on a Saturday morning, and you want your favorite Bollywood tracks.
We're better than Bleach. A lot of people scrub with us in the morning, honestly.
What better thing to do than put on your radio and listen to your favorite Bollywood tracks, to your favorite Bollywood stars who we interview.
But do you know what I found like is amazing, right? And this, like, we, unashamedly, Bollywood was a dirty word. We loved it all those years ago. And now as it's grown, now worldwide, and with what's happening with like technology, people are carrying little bits of Raj and Pablo wherever they are. Yeah. I was stuck in an airport coming back from Canada last week in Reykjavik, Iceland, from Canada, right? And there was all these diversions. And there was a flight from I think it was Korea and the Philippines. And suddenly these people, love us, love Bollywood. Yeah, that's our. And there's all these like people from Philippines who listen to us because they love Bollywood.
I think
it's amazing.
It's also, you know, when you have a history, everyone knows that, you know what, we interview the Bollywood stars, we review movies, and it's like a home to come to. And I think, yes, there is podcasts. Yes, there are downloads.
But that's what we're doing. That's the biggest thing.
And that is, we are moving into that. But
I'm in there. I don't know where you are.
I also think that it's like we have a certain amount of comfort with the audience where they trust us.
He's like a grandfather. I'm not.
Okay, so any memorable moment you want to share with Radio Sangam's listeners out there, like, or throughout your career, any radio memorable moment?
Because it's Radio Sangam, right? Mehbooba, meri mehbooba. That's from the film Recovery from Cancer. He's still in New York, and he is one person that, you know, I called him uncle. He goes, uncle, hoga tera baap, tu hota hai kya? That's what he's like. He's such a wonderful man.
And I think mine has to be, and Raj will always reiterate this, when I met Rekha, I started crying.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a big fan, and I don't know if I can bring myself to interview her, but I bumped into her on the street.
He didn't bump into her. Listen, he fell in front of her feet. He was that shocked. It's in South Moulton Street, right? So we were just coming out of the office going up, and she was walking down. Who was it? Dina Maria and who else?
Yeah.
There's some other. Who was it?
I think it was Dia Mirza.
Dia Mirza, remember. I think it was. And I goes, oh my God, it's Rekha. And she had these big glasses, right? Heels that were up to your ears. I don't know how she could walk. And Pablo's like, and he fell. And she just looked at him and went, hi.
It's the only time I've heard her voice, because you know she doesn't do interviews.
Who are you a fan of?
Everyone, to be honest.
Really?
Really.
I have to say, it's fun hanging out with Kajal as well.
Kajal is giggly.
She is so down to earth. It's unbelievable. We've had many a laugh with her.
If you ask me singing wise, the only person I would go and pay for it will be always Gurdas Mann.
Oh, he's brilliant.
What do they call it? Duffley.
Yeah.
Oh, so you like his Duffley playing.
So we are here today for the Bharat Army event.
Yes, we are.
And this event is obviously going to rock so many people here already. And tomorrow is the big game between India and Pakistan. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's always exciting when India and Pakistan play each other. We know the fans come out in full force. And you can see, like, the country, I mean, we're just on our way here, everyone is so excited about this match. And I think we're all going to be at the edge of our seats waiting to find out what happens.
Do you know what? I have to say, I am from Scotland. I do not have a clue about cricket. I've read books. I've watched it. I've seen the energy. I love all the things. But what is a run? A run is when I go to the toilet. Do you know what I mean? That's when I have the runs. And then you've got LBWs. What does that mean?
Give up, Raj.
And why do you have to stop for the rain? Why don't you play indoors?
It's not badminton.
There might be sometime soon. They might start.
I know the shock on your face.
Okay, what would be your message to all the Radio Sangam's fans and all your Radio Sangam listeners?
Well, we hope you're enjoying Radio Sangam, and please tune in to Raj and Pablo on the BBC Asia Network
or on podcast or anywhere else.
Yes. Yeah. And apart from that, enjoy the match tomorrow.
And remember, Sangam means a meeting of the two rivers. Milke sab kusho.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rajan Pablo. Thank you very much for giving your precious
time. Thank you.
Thank you.